prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
It's like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello, friends. This is Jerry Barrett filling in for Pastor Butch. You know, I'm sitting here looking at the webpage, PastorButch.com. I see Pastor Butch's smiling face. And he called me and asked me if I'd come on and take care of some business for him while he was out gallivanting. And I hope he had a fabulous trip and a wonderful time. And, you know, I always, whether it's doing my show or coming on for Pastor Butch, I'm always lamenting what I want to talk about, what can I talk about, what should I talk about, and you know, things just always seem to fall in place. I just don't know. Thank God for helping me out, because I'm not the sharpest tool in the shed. But I was perusing a bunch of news sites, and, you know, Trump was on news today. I saw some highlights on Twitter where he was looking at brand new Tesla vehicles, and got me thinking about electric vehicles. And if you have one, That's your choice. That's the best part about being American. You can have a internal combustion engine, or you can have one of these electric vehicles. Personally, being in Texas, I just cannot fathom having to stop every 300 miles and wait for a couple hours for the battery to charge for me to go any further. You know, from Austin to El Paso is 8.5-hour drive. Austin to East Texas, about an 8-hour drive. Go down to the valley where Mexico is, that's about 8 hours. And go up north to the Red River, not to the Panhandle, that's even further, but north of the Red River, that's about 7. So that would mean I would have to stop and charge before I ever got out of Texas. It just doesn't compute to me to mandate everybody have to have an electric vehicle like Biden and California's Governor Newsom and, well, a lot of these tree huggers. But they claim it's to save the environment. We want to save the environment. You know, I remember as a kid driving down the highway. Well, my dad was driving. Okay, I was too young. But people threw trash out the window on the highways every day. You could see it littering the highways, and it was pretty pitiful looking. And we are supposed to be good stewards with what God has given us and not just muck up the place. It's unfathomable to me how people can care so little about a place that they'll trash it. And you wonder sometimes, do they do this at home? So we'll go out to, my wife and I, we'll go out to dinner, and you see a table full of kids, and the people get up and leave, and there's food all over the floor, in the chair. They don't bother wiping up, cleaning anything up. Is this what they do at home? Is this how they live? You go out to an event somewhere, and you look at the bathroom. Is this how people care about their own home because they've trashed the bathroom? I don't understand it. But we are supposed to be good stewards with what God has given us. And this push for electric vehicles goes against all of the tenets that these environmental wackos push. We want to save the environment. We want to have zero carbon footprint by the year 2030. And on face value, that's great. But if you actually look at what happens, what it takes to create an electric vehicle, and I have. The battery itself weighs about 1,000 pounds. So think about that. The car has to weigh a lot more to handle this weight. The tires wear out faster. Well, that's an old petroleum product, the tires that are on the vehicle. Let's see, it's a petroleum product that the battery is encased in. Now we're starting to get somewhere. But a battery, a 1,000-pound battery, has 190 pounds of graphite, 130 pounds of nickel, 90 pounds of copper, 60 pounds of cobalt, and 30 pounds of lithium. That's a lot of materials that have to be dug out of the earth. The same earth that these tree huggers claim they want to protect. Mother Earth. Oh, Mother Earth, we have to protect her. Oh! The only way to get these materials out of the earth is by using heavy equipment. This equipment burns diesel oil, and it takes about 5,000 pounds of material to make a 1,000-pound battery. They have done the research. It takes six times more minerals to make an electric car than a conventional car. But if you're buying an EV, you need to know that child slave labor in the Congo is where the cobalt comes from. Excuse me. Over 40,000 children are forced to mine this cobalt. Are the kids getting paid? No. Who's getting paid? The muckety-mucks that are in charge. Is that environmentally sensitive? No, because now we're implementing slave labor. And the thing that a lot of people don't think of is the cost. I don't have $100,000 just laying around to buy one of these electric vehicles. And I don't have $1,200 a month to outlay for a car. That's almost as much as my mortgage payment. But the government subsidized all of this. They used your taxpayer dollars, my taxpayer dollars, to fund this green initiative, this Green New Deal that Biden was so fired up about. It was a scam. You remember back when, 2008, we had the crash, and Obama was talking, touting all the solar industry, we need solar energy, and the federal government, during QE2 or QE3, quantitative easing, the government gave Solyndra, a manufacturer of pounds. $500 million? I think that's what it was. And less than 6 months later, the company's bankrupt. What happened to that money? Obviously, it didn't go into making solar panels. Because if you're in business, you're not in business to lose money. You should be in business to make enough money to pay all the bills, to pay your staff, and to have a couple dollars left over for yourself. That's the way it should be. You shouldn't be looking to the government to give you $500 million for a golden parachute for you to close the place down. That bothers me. The waste of my taxpayer dollars. It bothers me that your taxpayer dollars are wasted on that. And if you're in Michigan, you have lived under the regime of Gretchen Whitmer. And look at a picture of Gretchen, and she just looks evil. But personally, she looks like an evil, vile human being. She does not look like she has an ounce of compassion in her body. She will say that when she's on the podium, but what is she like behind closed doors? Gretchen Whitmer spent $900,000 of Michigander taxpayer money to subsidize a battery manufacturer for electric vehicles there in Michigan. And their obligation was to hire 90 people, create 90 jobs. Well, the manufacturing facility did create 90 jobs, and they kept these employees through the year 2023. And now, the company is moving from Michigan to South Carolina. And all the money that Michiganders laid out with their taxpayer funds to prop up this battery manufacturer was for naught. This manufacturer has laid off 188 people. More than twice what it said it would hire. But because they kept the employees on all 2023, they didn't have to pay any of the money back. Ford shut down entire plants, retooled them to build the EV trucks. How many billions of dollars did Ford lose? A bunch. I can't remember the exact figure, but it was a bunch. They're upside down on every EV truck they built. $50,000, $60,000 each truck, upside down. There's no way they're going to get reimbursed for what they outlaid. And now they're closing up the battery plants and the EV manufacturing part and going back to conventional internal combustion engine. Nobody that sold this bill of goods to the American people ever confessed how bad the infrastructure is in this country to support nothing but electric vehicles. This is a wide and expansive country. We have untold amounts of natural resources. And they will maintain what we need as long as we're good stewards. But by living a pipe dream of making everybody go to an electric vehicle is impossible. Same thing goes with all the wind turbines that they put up, claiming that it's natural energy. We get it from the wind. We get it from the sun. Well, on a cloudy day, you're not saving any electricity. Oh, and guess what? That's not electricity that goes from the solar panel right into your house, not these solar farms. Now, you can have solar panels on your house that will feed in and go through your meter loop And I've heard some people say that they get money back from their electric company every month because they're producing their own electricity. And the energy company has to buy it back. That's great. But these places that are destroying tens of thousands of acres to put solar panel farms out there, they're destroying the natural habitat, because usually it's out in the middle of nowhere, but this is a natural habitat for God's creatures. Oh, but no, we need solar power. Solar power. Where do you put the solar power? In a battery. Well, now we're right back to mining tons and millions of tons of rare earth minerals. That's what Trump is talking about when he's talking about Ukraine. They've got rare earth minerals, and Trump wants them because he's got Musk right there in his ear. Well, Musk wants cheap rare earth material so he can make more money on selling a Tesla car. Nobody said Musk was stupid. Guy's very smart. And if he can get rare earth minerals, pennies on the dollar, well, that makes sense. That's good business sense. Maybe a little underhanded, a little bit of a shyster going on, being in cahoots with Trump, be that as it may. But these solar panels have to go into batteries. Wind turbines, they have to go into batteries. And the thing that, in California, there are times during migration season they have to turn the wind turbines off because they're killing eagles, bald eagles. They're killing hawks. They're killing bats, and bats are good for the environment because they eat mosquitoes. But they're killing migratory birds out in California, on the East Coast, over by New Jersey, New York. They got all these wind turbines out in the ocean. The harmonics created from these wind turbines is killing whales, killing fish. I thought we were supposed to be saving the planet, not harming it. But you don't hear that from the propagandists that want you to buy into this solar power, this wind power for your electric vehicle. They say you have an electric vehicle to get to near zero carbon footprint owning an EV. You have to have it like 5 years. In Texas, I'm lucky to have a battery last 3 years because of the heat and the cold. And it's predominantly the heat that destroys batteries in my cars. And to do a EV battery, what do they have to do? Take the body off the car so they can get to this 1,000-pound behemoth of a battery, pull it out, put a new one in, mount the body back on the car, $30,000 right out the window just to replace a battery? Man. So let's see, the car cost $100,000. And then 4 or 5 years later, you got to replace the battery. There's another $30,000. Well, now you're right back into a carbon footprint because of the materials that were used to make this battery had to be mined, had to be processed, had to be gathered. And the electric grid can't handle this. There are electrical engineers. I saw an outstanding program that John Stossel did on YouTube about electric vehicles. And he had an engineer, an electrical engineer on the show, talking about the infrastructure in America is not set up. And I'll give you a prime example. California constantly has rolling blackouts during the summer because of high energy consumption. They were telling EV owners not to plug your vehicle in and charge it between the hours of 5 and 10 p.m. Why? Because it was putting a strain on the grid. Can you imagine if 300,000 Americans had two EVs in their compound, their house, their property, wherever, and they're all plugged in? grid would shut down. It would be overloaded. Just doesn't make sense. I had to go on a little rant about that. That one just came up on a news feed and just kind of irks me that people seem to think that these EVs are the greatest thing since sliced bread. And I've done a lot of digging, researching, and I just don't buy it. Not going to fall for that hook, line, and sinker. It's just, it's a load of bunk to me. And then, as I was getting ready for my secrets program a couple weeks ago, I came across an article. You know, Barack Obama is having his library built in Chicago. And this is funny. It was supposed to be done and open in 2021. But it's not. Now they're thinking maybe 2026. But the reason that it's being delayed is ironic as all get out. You know, for 4 years, Biden pushed one thing: diversity, equity, and inclusion, DEI. Well, Obama's library, and I call him Obama because it's Alabama, not Alabama. But Obama's library has been delayed because, first and foremost, the contractor had to meet DEI initiatives because we can't have a meritocracy in America anymore. We have to favor one group over another. And why is that? Because we need the strife. We need the conflict between groups of people. Think about that. We need the conflict. Because if we're all living harmoniously, as Christians should, well, then things get done. We're content. And we can't be controlled by idiotic policies from the government. But the library is over budget. It is way behind schedule. And there's even a lawsuit that has been filed because of these delays and claims of racial discrimination. There's also been environmental impact studies. And the piece of land that was granted for this library, there's some questionable dealings going on behind the scenes about how this property was acquired. And I think that is, to me, hilarious, knowing that Obama spent 8 years trying to divide this country into groups. And Biden took that during Obama's third term as his puppet and expanded it even more into gender dysphoria. And now the library that should have been finished 4 years ago now is 3 or 4 years away from even possibly opening the doors. That's just irony. Can smack you upside the head faster than you can quick kiss a duck sometimes. And the ineptness that was the Biden regime has come back front and center. And thinking of that, Biden, everybody covered up for him. Jake Tapper with CNN would go on a rant when anytime somebody mentioned the mental acuity of Joe Biden. I think Laura Trump was on with Tapper one time during an interview, and she brought up his diminished capacities. And Tapper went off. And he said, there is nothing wrong with Biden other than he stutters. And you're a doctor. You're not a doctor. How can you diagnose somebody? Blah, blah, blah. Revert to today. You know, Jake Tapper has a brand new book that has been published. Him and another guy wrote it from another left-leaning fish wrap newspaper about the cover-up of Biden's diminished capacity. So for 4 years, he covered it up, and now he's writing a book about the cover-up. The hypocrisy from controlled media, controlled by the loony left, but controlled media saying that Biden is in full mental capacity for 4 years and now write a book that, oh, it was covered up. People don't see their hypocrisy. What is so hard to understand? It was on display for every American that ever that bothered to watch the debate with Trump and Biden. He couldn't put complete sentences together. And you remember they found that little packet of cocaine in the White House in a restricted area? So it was somebody, Biden or somebody in Biden's family or somebody inside tight with Biden, that just happened to leave that cocaine sitting in that little hutch. And I heard rumors. I haven't been able to substantiate it, so it's a rumor. Okay, just know that it's a rumor. But there were rumors going out that he was on uppers, whether it was cocaine or methamphetamine, so that he had more energy and could put a complete sentence together without mumbling and function. And now we find out that for how long, I don't know, they were using a RoboPen, something to stamp Joe Biden's name. Now you have to wonder all the pardons that he issued for like Fauci and Shifty Schiff and Liz Cheney. They got pardoned. If Biden was not mentally aware of what was going on and he didn't sign this document, is the pardon legal? What about all of the prisoners that he issued pardons for, commuted sentences? What about all of those? Some said that Biden was on vacation. Well, he was always on vacation, but these documents were signed while he was out of the White House. And that harkens to the fact that what about all the laws that Barack Obama signed into law? Every now and then I say Obama. When he was in the White House, it was never proven he was born in America. Are those all null and void too? These are things that I ponder between my gray matter. We're going to have to take a brief pause. I want to thank you for tuning in to Pastor Butch's show. I'm Jerry Barrett filling in. I will see you on the other side.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men. Hi folks, Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling Demand of Foods, the best in store foods bar none. They have a shelf life over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give Demand a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775. Or go to Namana.com. Mention the Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Hi there, and thank you so much for listening. This is Summer. I'm owner and operator here at Superior Mountain Herbs. Please visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com. You can always call or text 406-274-7579. We'd be happy to assist you with any of your health and wellness needs, whether you're currently combating serious disease and infection like cancer, or you're just simply looking to keep your body in great shape and maintain what God has already given you, you can visit us and we would absolutely love to help you. Once again, visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com or give us a call at 406-274-7579 to get your hands on some of the most incredible handcrafted, organic, and wildcrafted supplements on the planet. SuperiorMountainHerbs.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here. A lot of y'all are asking me to give our address out on the air, and I never take time during the interviews, but here's our address. If you want to write to us, send us a letter, say hello, or place an order, or whatever you want to do, our address is simple. It's Pastor Butch Paul, P-A-U-G-H, or call to Decision Ministries. The address is 224 Herd. That's spelled H-U-R-D. 224 Herd Road, Netty, N-E-T-T-I-E, N-E-T-T-I-E, West Virginia, 26681. 224 Herd Road, Netty, West Virginia, 26681. There you go. Thanks a lot.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cedarstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war. Hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello, friends. Thank you for hanging out with me. I appreciate it. You know, before the break, I was talking about Biden's decline mental acuity-wise, and he's not alone. Think of all of the people in Congress that have been there forever. Nancy Pelosi comes to mind. But there are members of Congress, and it was recently reported in the New York Post that maybe up to a dozen members of Congress have diminished mental capacity, and they're so bad off they can't even do their job. Some of them still show up drunk. Some of them are on some kind of dope. But Jim Himes, a Democrat from Connecticut, said, quote, "There's no question that somewhere between six and a dozen of my colleagues are at a point where they're, I think they don't have the faculties to do their job." Now, the Post and Politico talked to about 25 people in the House and Senate. This is a Democrat from Connecticut saying that between six and a dozen members of Congress can't even do the job they've been elected to do. There was a Republican lawmaker, unnamed, said, quote, "I have a difficult time sometimes telling between the deterioration of members and a handful who are just not smart," close quote. Dianne Feinstein, perfect example. She was so diminished she couldn't do her job, but she stayed in office. Kay Granger, a representative from Texas, missed a bunch of votes. Nobody knew where she was. They did some digging. She was the chair of the House Appropriations Committee. They found her living in an assisted living facility. She had been gone for 6 months. Richie Torres, a Democrat from New York, a representative, said, quote, The United States Congress is the world's most prestigious senior center, close quote. These are the people that we put in office. And it doesn't matter if it's a Democrat or a Republican. They are supposed to be there representing us, doing the work of us. They work for us. How bad does that speak of our vetting process as voters? That we allow these people to maintain a high office in our government, and they have no mental acuity. That's a pretty sad statement for us, the voter. And there was a post on Twitter today from Colin Rugg. There was a committee that was meeting, and one of the members, Keith Self, he's a member of the House of Representatives, and they were in a hearing, and he said, quote, "I now recognize the representative from Delaware, Mr. McBride." And one of the other representatives that was there says, "Mr. Chairman, you're out of order. Have you no decency?" Okay, this harkens to the transgender, gender dysphoria idiocy that has befallen this nation. I've said it on my show. I've told a bunch of people the same thing. And I'll tell you right now, if you want to dress up as a woman and claim you're a woman, that is your mental handicap and you live in your skin. It doesn't affect me. It doesn't hurt me. Disgust me, but it doesn't hurt me personally. But do not expect me to recognize your mental illness. I will not call you madam or woman if you're a dude wearing a dress. Not going to happen, never. The Bible tells us God created Adam and God created Eve. That's it, male and female. So if you want to advertise, I guess, for lack of a better word, if you want to advertise that you like to wear a dress and you like to pretend that you're a woman, that's on you. But don't expect me to go along with it. It doesn't work that way. The fact that so many people have succumbed to the woke ideology that men can be women and women can be men, have no spine, have no backbone. They are weak, and they are not worthy of me spending my time with them. My poor wife had to work with two people, and they said their pronouns are they, them. They were both females. They were lesbians, but they were they, thems. Well, no. Leslie came home and told me, she says, what happens if I call, if I say she? That's on them. They're the ones with a handicap, not me, not you. Back in the day, we used proper pronouns. That's the way we were raised. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. No, sir. No, ma'am. It was polite. It was the proper way to talk. So don't expect an old dog to buy into your lie. What are these people do on their spare time coming up with garbage like this? There was, a female that was, a bunch of females were competing in state track. I think it might have been Maine, because I know Maine is fighting this executive order from Trump, keeping men out of women's sports. But this dude broke all kinds of records. Yes, this dude competing in the women's bracket. He was the best of the best. Now, thankfully, some of these articles I've read, the girls have withdrawn. They are not going to compete against the man. Good for you. This happened in NCAA volleyball last fall. San Jose State had a dude on the volleyball team, and they were beating everybody, it seemed like. But when you did some digging, because I think at the time they were ranked in the top 10, they were undefeated. San Jose State, nobody ever heard of it. Not in the volleyball circle, but all of a sudden it starts making the round in alternative media. Not in controlled media. They're not going to tell you the truth. But they started explaining that BYU forfeited. They didn't want to play against a dude. Another school, Idaho somewhere, canceled. Canceled the game. Was not going to compete against the man. And I'll go back to my youth as a teenager. There was no way on God's green earth you could have got me to put on something effeminate just so I could compete. If I wasn't good enough against the guys that I competed against, I took my beating, or I decided I wasn't good enough to compete at that particular sport, and watched, supported my friends. But I never once thought about cross-dressing so that I could become the baddest of the bad and win gold medals, because physiologically I have more strength and stamina than females. It's unfair biologically. Well, he's taking hormone breakers and blah. No. He was born a dude. He has innate strength that's God-given. Just because he can't compete with other dudes doesn't mean that he is as weak as a woman. And there wasn't a guy in my day that would ever admit that he would have to become a female to compete and have a chance to win. That dude swimmer that competed in NCAAs. Thankfully, the Olympics said, no, we're not going to allow this dude to swim against other women. Although they did let dudes box in the women's division, pounded those poor women to smithereens. How is that right? And what happened to the Me Too movement and the feminist movement? Now, that was another thing where they tried to put battle lines up with the feminist movement, the feminazis. But what happened to that? Now, if you claim that you're a feminist, but you don't support transgenderism, you're a bigot. When the feminists mainly wanted equal pay, equal opportunity, and equal representation for women, because they felt women were underrepresented. But now they're bigoted and they're haters if they don't support transgenders. Martina Navratilova, she's a lesbian, came out of the closet decades ago when she was playing tennis. And she beat up a lot of women, but she was a female. Now she's speaking out against transgenderism, and you would think that she was the worst person in the world. J.K. Rowling wrote those Harry Potter books, all that occult mumbo-jumbo and witches and warlocks and occult, has spoken out against the transgender movement, and they're blacklisting her. What happened to common sense? Did it get bred out of us? Or was it taught out of? Because the pulpits are filled with lukewarm pastors. The schools are filled with sycophants of cultural Marxism, political correctness. And now, instead of teaching kids how to read, write, and do arithmetic, we teach those, but we cut off 15 minutes of that period so that we can spend more time on social justice issues. We need to talk about critical race theory, how there is a group of oppressed, another dividing line, how one group is oppressed and the other is an oppressor. I'm 62 years old. I have never owned a slave. I'm white, but I have never felt myself better than any other man. But I'm labeled an oppressor by these idiots that are pushing this CRT ideology. How is teaching our kids this instead of true history? How to read, how to write in cursive, how to read in cursive. How is that building up our youth to take over things? It's not. It is a dire situation facing my generation because these are the kids that are coming in and taking over boards of directors, that are going into politics, that are becoming judges, doctors. And we're going to pay for it. There was a story about a medical student. I don't know if it was for nursing or if she was wanting to be a doctor. But this guy had made a comment because under her name tag, it said she, her, or they, them. And he laughed at it. And she purposely missed a vein multiple times on this guy to punish him, because he didn't recognize her pronouns. What's going to happen if those people are in charge of the nursing home when I go there? That's not something that I care to contemplate a whole lot, because it could paralyze you. The fear of what's going on. Medical schools now are pushing this DEI and CRT all at one time. And they're not. Medical schools aren't about a meritocracy anymore. You know, I've laughed and joked for years, what do you call a person who graduates last in medical school? You call them doctor. But if they're so filled with this hate, this divisiveness, for anything that goes against what they have been programmed to believe. Program. They're not taught to think, not critically, not deductively. They are just programmed. And I'll tell you, when Leslie was teaching, there might have been, in the entire elementary school, there might have been three conservative teachers. Everybody else was a liberal. And most of them keep going further and further left to now where they're called progressives. That's the state of education. So the fact that Trump wants to return education back to state level. He wants people to be responsible for teaching their own kids in their state and not a part of the federal government. I kind of agree with that. I don't think the federal government, because remember during Obama, Common Core came out. That was something his administration pushed. And it is mumbo-jumbo garbage. Instead of teaching a child 2 plus 2 equals 4, they make them draw a graph and a box and some other looniness. Instead of just teaching them that, well, if you got 2 of these and 2 of these, you got 4 of them. No, we can't do that. I remember growing up, we were taught phonics. That's how we learned to pronounce words, how we learned to read. They got away from that. What was it, in the 90s, late 80s, somewhere in there? Could have been mid-80s. They started teaching word recognition. Not phonics. They couldn't write. They couldn't spell. They couldn't read. It was like trying to roll molasses out of your jar in the middle of December. It's painful. And we've got a bunch of kids that are graduating now that can't read or write. I saw an article today where this young girl graduated with honors. I think it was in Connecticut. She's suing the state and the school district because she doesn't know how to read or write. And this is a woman, not some football player that was pushed forward because he had special skills. And we'll do whatever we got to keep him on the field. This isn't about that. This woman can't read or write. Whose fault is that? Well, it starts with her parents. Because if you have children or grandchildren, you need to read to them. And I can tell you the perfect book that you could read to them would be the King James Bible. Read to these children. Have them read with you. Have them sound out words. Work on the vocabulary. And put something wholesome in them. Not garbage. Because garbage in equals garbage out. We need to be more proactive in the lives of our children and grandchildren. We need to revamp the education system in every state. Right now, we spend more money per student than most every other developed nation in the world. And we are lagging so far behind. We're creating a generation of idiots. And we're not doing anything about it. Nothing was done about it until COVID. When they did the lockdowns and parents, you know, they did the remote learning, and parents actually saw the garbage that was being taught in the class by the teacher. Because parents were so busy worried about working and getting their job done, they didn't have time for little Johnny or little Janie until the lockdowns. And then there was remote learning through Zoom and Teams and whatever else, WebEx, whatever. Parents actually sat and watched what the teacher was teaching. And the parents were appalled. Now they got a wake-up call. And I say the best thing that came out of the scamdemic was homeschool. It became more of a movement than just a fad. And parents that were homeschooling, the students were starting to think critically. Oh, no, we can't have that. Well, let's lift the lockout. All of a sudden, parents started running for school board. parents started speaking out at school boards. And what happened there? Well, Biden's regime sicked the FBI on these parents because now these are troublemakers. Then they find out that pornography is being given to these children in the elementary school library. Now there's something else to be upset about. Exactly. We need to be more proactive in the lives of our children because they're the ones that are going to be taking care of us in the next 10, 15, 20 years. We don't invest in our children like we used to. My mom worked a part-time job. Yes, she worked for the IRS for a little while. Dad was in the military. He was in the Air Force. But mom worked part-time so that she could be home with us. She helped with homework because we never knew, you know, Dad could be sent to Air Force base anywhere in the world for an extended period of time. That's part of being in a military family. So mom would make us dinner, sit down with our homework, and if we had a question, she would be able to answer it because we weren't teaching Common Core garbage. She showed us how to go from point A to point B and come up with point C. And then my dad retired from the Air Force and he took over because we got to high school and these were subjects that Dad took in college. So Dad was able to talk about chemistry, physics, things that my brothers and I needed help with to understand. And it was broken down in simple to understand terms. Nothing outlandish like Common Core was, but it was just an investment in their children, me, my brothers. I read to both of my daughters. Have to keep them paying it forward. We have to make time. We have to make time to spend with God. We have to make time to spend with our spouse. And we have to make time to spend with our children. We need to take care of our families and not allow the government to do it for us. I want to thank you for tuning in and giving me an hour of your time. Pastor Butch will be back soon. Thank you so much, everybody. God bless y'all. Have a great evening.
Satan's on. Metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interest of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit csetalkradio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.